Okay, now if we can back.
Straight back?
Pedal. Straight back. Yep, right through the weeds. Straight back. It's open water.
It's a beautiful, breezy evening, and half a dozen people are paddling around in kayaks and canoes, pulling from the water a plant that looks like a bunch of little lily pads.
Basically, it will send out these shoots, and at the end of the shoot, you'll find a bud.
Bob Hyams heads up the Charlotte Conservation Commission, and he's helped organize these paddling trips into the wetlands, cajoling the locals to come out on their own time and their own dime to pull out these plants by hand.
That is a good idea. You know, it's nice to get out on the lake on a nice evening.
It's Mike Walker's first time out here on the water.
This year, I think we've had at least 75 volunteers in this wetland. And for the most part, these volunteers would not have seen this wetland without this program.
Wendy Hawkins has seen them several times, but only because she's out pulling frogbit, which she describes as a somewhat twisted kind of fun and hard to explain to her friends.
They don't get it at all. I have asked so many friends to come out with me, and not a one is interested. It's messy work.
European frogbit, the target of all this effort, is, ironically, a pretty little plant you can order online for your backyard pond, the aquatic equivalent of a great ground cover. It sits on top of the water in clumps, forming a dense mat. But out here in the wild, it can force out the native species that make this area so vital that conservationists like Bob Hyams are working to have it declared a Class 1 wetlands. That would provide more protection from development or overuse.
You know, we're never going to get rid of the frogbit. You know, this is really a control, and it's not an eradication program. But I think the future for this program is really more about wetland stewardship. And maybe next year there's going to be a greater need than frogbit. And hopefully through this work we've developed the expertise, we've developed the goodwill to keep a stewardship program going.
Meantime, the clock is ticking. As the frogbit puts up these lovely little white flowers, it's preparing to reproduce. So the volunteers are trying to get as many plants pulled before that happens, some spending up to 6 hours at a stretch, sometimes using little rakes to reach, but mostly just grabbing the plant by the handful, filling up bucket after bucket, paddling to a nearby scow provided by the Point Bay Marina, and dumping the wet weeds into a giant green mass.
So they will tow the scow back to the marina, and then there is a composting operation. And actually, the frog bit makes a wonderful compost.
So it has a happy ending in a way.
It has a happy ending.
For VPR News, I'm Claudia Marshall in Charlotte.